Our today's topic is revocation of gift or hiba under Muslim law. As we have discussed earlier, a gift is a voluntary and gratuitous transfer of ownership of property. This transfer is completed once the delivery of possession takes place. Now, a question we have whether it may be revoked or not. Number one, there are two aspects. Number one, before the delivery of possession, gift may be revoked by a mere declaration of revocation by the donor. But remember, his heirs cannot do so even if the possession has not passed. Number one. Two, after delivery of possession, revocation of hiba is possible. A gift may be invalidity by a court of law on the basis of mistake of fact or that the consent was not free or any other reasonable cause. Under Sharia law, the gift can be revoked by a mere declaration, but it is an irrevocable gift. Even a decree of court will not invalidate it. Now, our next topic is, what are the various forms of hiba? There are two forms of hiba: hiba bil awaz, hiba bil shartul awaz. What do you mean by hiba bil awaz? Hiba bil awaz means it is a gift for consideration or gift with an exchange. There are two essentials of hiba bil awaz. Number one, valid and complete hiba by donor. Number one. Number two, payment of consideration by the donee. Now, what are the legal consequences of hiba bil awaz? Number one, it is treated as a sale. Number two, in this case, delivery is not possession. Mere registration in the name of donor will also suffice. Number three, it is irrevocable. And number four, the doctrine of Musa is not applicable to hiba bil awaz. Now, next form of hiba is hiba ba shartul awaz. A gift that has a condition for a return is a hiba bil shartul awaz. The payment is a condition precedent. It is an independent gift. Now, for the purpose of this form, the delivery of possession is necessary to make the gift valid. Now, our question is, what are the legal incidents of hiba bil shartul awaz? Number one, the gift fulfill all the requirements of general hiba, that is declaration, acceptance, and delivery of possession. Number three, registration is not important. Next, the doctrine of Musa and Sufa, that is preemption, may be made applicable here. Hiba bil awaz, a voluntary return is made for a voluntary gift. But in hiba bil shartul awaz, the return gift is stipulated for, even if it is not specified. Both are subject to the right of preemption. Now, there is a term that is known as sadqa. Now, what does it mean? Sadqa basically is a gift of any property or right which is made without consideration with an object of acquiring religious merit or to please the God. In broader sense, we can say sadqa refers to a pious or charitable act. But for the legal purpose, it is taken as a gift made to acquire merit in the eyes of Almighty. Now, a different term we have, that is known as ariyat. Now, what does it mean? An ariyat is a grant of some limited interest in respect of the use or some usufruct of some property or right. In other words, we can say it is basically a temporary license given to a person to enjoy some profit or benefits over a thing, and there is no transfer of ownership. That is known as ariyat. Thank you.